get a man in that garden, you know, and have an Ari Rose, he could plow her corn fields. And there's one of them old mares, he could plow without any bridle. She just knowed G and Ha just as good as right and left. Right was G and left was Ha.
How about to get a horse started when it's standing still?
Get up.
And to make a horse, after it's going, you want to keep her going.
Stop him.
Yeah.
You want to stop him, you say, whoa.
Okay. And then how about if you wanted to get the horse to back into a buggy?
When you done that, be your bear, be your lines. Uh-huh. She didn't say much. She just pulled back on your lines and cut him any way you want. Bitch, you said cut him any way you want to go. You just done a horse and a buggy just like you do a car.
Uh-huh. Or if a horse was, did you ever back a horse up when he's pulling a, the only time you back a horse up is when you
want to turn around or something. Yeah. Or you don't need to back him when you're going straight.
And you only say
you got to turn, you know. Now you take out here where you're turning your car. If you want to turn the wagon, you just do it just like you do your car.
And you just do that by pulling the line.
Pulling the line.
What do you say to pigs? How'd you call the hogs at feeding time?
Well, they just, I don't know, just called. Say, how did you do that? I don't know, the cows are sick. I don't know, you just call them. They learn from different things. I don't know what the proper thing would be.
Well, did they say either suey or
suey? Well, suey, that would be to scare them. Suey is to scare them away.
I see. How about calls to sheep?
Well, I don't know if there's any particular way that I'm going to do that.
You know if they ever said, coo sheepy? Have you ever heard that in the valley?
Well, I don't know. You could just call a sheep most any way you wanted to.
How about calls to chickens?
Well, that was just the same way. So I don't know what you just would say to chickens. Chick, 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 or something like that. And raising maybe come. Maybe you could learn. Of course, you can learn. Chicken or anything after a while.
When you're getting a horse ready to plow, you have to do what do you have to do to it? You have to put on the.
Yeah, you've got to put his. First thing you do is put the bridle on it. Mm-hmm. The next thing you do is put the collar on it, and the next thing you put your harness on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hook him to whatever you're going to pull, and you say get up, and he goes.
Okay.
And you want him to stop. You say whoa. Sometimes they'll listen at you, and sometimes they won't.
Now, when you're riding a saddle horse, do you call those lines too, or do you call them something?
That's
else?
A bridle with reins on it.
All right, and the things you put your feet in.
That's the stirrups.
And when you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the horse on the left, the one that walks in the furrow?
Well, the one on the left, you call him on the hoss side or in the furry side.
Mm-hmm.
If people plowed then, you'd put that left-hand horse in the furry.
Mm-hmm.
And the left would be high on the, they talk about any, I don't know where you ever hear it or not. People would pull a land in different ways. You take that piece of garden, their head was all splattered. My granddad wouldn't throw land out, he'd throw it in.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to throw land in, you started in the middle.
Right.
And then when you got up yonder, turn left and come back and throw that furry up and then come back.
Right.
But if you wanted to, that was a high land.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to pearl a G land, it throwed your land out. You took around it and went plumb around the whole field, you see.
You call that the haw horse?
Yeah.
You call that the haw horse?
Haw land.
Haw land.
Yeah. And they had pull turn to the left.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you wanted to go around now in the fall of the year when we after we'd plant corn or gather corn and sow wheat, as a general rule, we'd take that and throw that outside, you know, and come together in the middle, go plumb around the field. And, but you had, if you didn't, well, you'd have your land a big hole, a big ridge in the middle, if you didn't, about to change it. But on the outside, you see, you could turn that last furrow, it would let the water drain off.
Uh-huh.